From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. White House officials say a federal force of 10,000 people, including 7,000 troops, are helping Puerto Rico dig out of the devastation left by Hurricane Maria. The U.S. Navy ship Comfort, a 1,000-bed hospital ship, is scheduled to depart for the island on Friday. Critics have accused the Trump administration of not responding more quickly to the hurricane, which ravaged Puerto Rico on September 17th, taking out buildings, knocking out communications, and nearly destroying the island's aging power grid. President Trump is scheduled to visit Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands on Tuesday. At least 22 people were killed and dozens more injured in a stampede in Mumbai on Friday morning. The stampede occurred as a crowd of people were taking cover on a bridge during a monsoon downpour. Brijesh Udupade was there. He says that the stampede happened because there were too many members of the public on the bridge and the people were in a hurry and wanted to move out and that they felt suffocated. Although the cause of the stampede is unclear, there are reports that people thought the bridge was about to collapse after some chunks of concrete fell, causing people to flee. The sound of the street in Kabul. Afghan officials say suicide bomber has attacked at a Shiite mosque, killing at least 4 people and wounding 16. The attack near the Husseinah Mosque in Kabul took place after Friday prayers when worshippers were on their way home. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The blast happened shortly before the beginning of the Muslim holy day of Ashura. Attacks against Shiites are not uncommon in Afghanistan. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States is working to toughen sanctions on North Korea. Susan Thornton is acting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Asian and Pacific Affairs. She told a congressional committee that the Trump administration is working with international partners on applying new pressure on Kim Jong-un's government.
We think that this maximum pressure campaign is the last best chance to resolve this peacefully, but what that also means is that eventually we will need to get into some diplomacy, and we will need flexibility when we get to that point.
If fully implemented, the new sanctions would significantly cut North Korea's oil, gasoline, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports, while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. North Korea condemned the UN action, saying it's aimed at suffocating the North Korean people. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is currently on his second trip to China, where he is seeking Beijing's cooperation against North Korea's nuclear aggression. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging Myanmar's authorities to immediately stop military operations that have sent more than 500,000 Muslim Rohingyas fleeing to Bangladesh. Masood Ben Momen is Bangladeshi ambassador to the UN. He says the exodus from Myanmar is showing no signs of letting up.
Despite claims otherwise, violence has not ceased in northern Rakhine State. Neither has the exodus of Rohingyas to Bangladesh. Only last night, an additional 20,000 entered into Bangladesh.
As the people keep coming, so too does the need for aid. Kitty McKinsey is UNHCR Senior Communications Officer.
People need to be dry and clean, and they need to have a place to sleep. So these are the immediate needs. Obviously, for that, we need money. Bangladeshis have been very generous, but individuals cannot address this need. Even the Bangladeshi government cannot address this need. So we need money from the world community.
The UN considers Rohingyas one of the world's most persecuted minorities. Violence erupted in Rakhine on August 25th after attacks by Rohingya militants on state security forces led to severe military reprisals. Somali security officials say at least 7 people were killed when a car carrying a bomb slammed into a minibus in Mogadishu on Thursday. Officials say no one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing, which they said resembled attacks carried out by the extremist group Al-Shabaab. It's unclear who the intended target was, though witnesses say a government security forces vehicle was passing by when the blast occurred. A huge new rock fall at Yosemite National Park in California injured one person on Thursday. The incident happened just one day after another massive rock fall killed a tourist and his wife. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.